Welcome to the International Connection. This is the electrified voice of Bob Marshall. Today we feature an interesting pattern from Mae Brussels. First, under the category of the biography with missing facts, Mae points out the parallels in the careers of three actors, Evita Peron, Ronald Reagan, and Pope John Paul II, especially in the years during and just after the Second World War. According to a book on Evita by Paul Montgomery, she was the, quote, creation of fascism that spread, of the totalitarian infection that spread from Germany and Italy in the 1930s, unquote. Before her husband Juan Perón became president of Argentina, he was that country's ambassador to Rome. Evita then ruled Argentina with her husband from 1945 to 1952. During that period, having risen from poverty herself, she played the dual role of helping the poor and the labor union, while privately accumulating great wealth with the help of Nazi advisors from Germany, including Martin Bormann, whom it is alleged she smuggled into Argentina. When she died in 1952, she left huge sums in many accounts in Switzerland, which money, according to Mae Brussels, was released gradually by her Nazi confreres to build up the post-war Nazi International around Otto Skorzeny, until 1973, when $800 million in Evita's Swiss accounts was liquidated, which caused wild swings on the international gold market. Furthermore, a new book published in 1984 by Paul Hoffman revealed more details about the Vatican's connections to spy money, the CIA, Nixon, and the Nazis, in a project codenamed Operation EVA. And Mae Brussels points out that EVA was another name that Evita Peron was known by as she pushed her homeland, a country that was much like the United States in the 1920s, into the arms of the Fourth Reich. Meanwhile, another actor who did not suffer during the war was Pope John Paul II. As Carol Wartila, he was a worker in the Solvay chemical plant near Auschwitz during the Nazi occupation of Poland. And because he had a job and official work, he was protected from roundups and even permitted to walk through the city after curfew. According to the book The Pope from Poland by Mr. Karolak, on the day before the major Gestapo raid on the quarry owned by Solvay, Carol Wartila was transferred to the factory, which probably saved his life. During the German occupation, from 1942 to 1945, Carol was able to start up and perform in the theater, attended only by Germans, and at a time when any other theater activity was illegal. After the war, he goes to Rome and becomes the protege of Pope Paul VI, who, as Secretary of State for the Vatican, helps organize the Rat Line to enable Nazis to escape from Europe to South America. His understudy, Pope John Paul II, then enters the world stage in the 1980s as a man loving peace, a champion of the poor, and obviously warm in front of the public, like Evita Peron and Ronald Reagan, but never forgetting his hidden past connections to the Nazis, as is shown by his appointment of his former employer, the man who ran IG Farben and Hitler's major bank during the Second World War, Hermann Ad, to be in charge of the Vatican Bank in 1982. In spite of protests by Jews over this appointment, Hermann Ad is still in charge today. Another great actor of our time, Ronald Reagan, also performed suspicious activities during World War II. According to the book Where's the Rest of Me by Reagan and Richard Hubler, Reagan collaborated with the OSS, who had obtained plans for the Nazi rocket launchers at Peenemünde, and the U.S. Army, who built an exact replica of Peenemünde in Florida and then bombed it while Reagan's group filmed it. This fact leads Mae Brussels to ask, what were those films for if they subsequently bombed the real Peenemünde and could have filmed that? However, to continue, after the war, Reagan left the Defense Department as a captain and became absorbed in anti-communist activities in association with J. Edgar Hoover, Senator Joseph McCarthy, and Richard Nixon. But according to a book by Donald Fried called The Secret Life of Ronald Reagan, he kept these connections secret and joined the left-leaning anti-fascist Screen Actors Guild as a cover while working with the right. This act was identical with Evita Peron's image during the same years, ostensibly helping the poor and the Union, but really strengthening their Nazi ties, such as Reagan being on the board of Young Americans for Freedom and organizing Democrats for Nixon in 1960. So, to tie the three careers together, to illustrate how they played roles to suck the masses in, and that their public policies are not conservative but fascist, Mae Brussels points to Reagan's new relationship with the Vatican. President Reagan has established diplomatic recognition of Pope John Paul II's church for the first time in over a century with the appointment of Archbishop Pio Laghi as the Vatican's ambassador to the United States. Pio Laghi, having formerly been ambassador to Argentina during the period when its military junta murdered thousands of dissidents. This junta was propped up by Nazis and their billions of dollars, originally released from Evita Peron's Swiss bank accounts, whose coffers were filled during her husband's regime, he having been ambassador to Rome, with strong connections to a church who helped the Nazis escape to Argentina, and whose own bank is now run by Hitler's former banker. Therefore, any listener to the International Connection should be able to understand the meaning of a story headline that ran in the Toronto Star on April 12th, quote, Reagan will honor Nazis on May tour, unquote. Now we'll hear from Sherman Skolnick and the Citizen Committee to Clean Up the Court in Chicago.
Hi, Sherman Skolnick bringing you news. Killed by the Monopoly Press. Presented 24 hours a day by the Citizens Committee to Clean Up the Court. 9800 South Oglesby.
Oh boy, that is too heavy.
So, Bob Marsh, if you're listening, Mike has this to say for you.
Okay, I'm back. It was, you're really good. Station managers may come and go. But they will always be Bob.
Okay, Bobby. So, that's
hope
what...
Hope you're listening tonight, Bob.
Yeah, so, Bobby Marshall, we hope you get another reward, an award or something, so that you can maybe change your image, change your approach to life. You just don't seem to have a handle on the new etiquette required in the 90s.
We'll continue after this.